The Baltimore Classical Guitar Society is celebrating their 30th anniversary season this year. Quite a milestone. And joining me in the studio is their esteemed president, the jefe of the whole organization, Asgerður Sigurðardóttir. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Are you amazed that the Guitar Society has come this far?
But we are proud of the 30 years and where we have come in these 30 years. We've gone from being a small little neighborhood gathering place society to presenting the best guitarists in the world every year in Baltimore.
You're starting with Manuel Barrueco.
We are.
Who is both an international guitarist and happens to live in Baltimore, which is really nice.
Yeah.
Who do we have to look forward to after that?
So after Manuel Barrueco's opening concert, which is our 30th anniversary celebration, we are presenting the French guitarist Judicael Perroy, who won the GFA competition some years ago. Fantastic guitarist. He's going to be coming with a traditional program, sort of a little bit of everything. After that, on the season, we're presenting Russian First Lady of the Guitar, the Irina Kulikova. And again, she's going to present a traditional program for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're closing the season with the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet, who's won Grammy nominations and actually awards. They are doing a fantastic program for us, which is half traditional and half a new piece by Pat Metheny.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
They are huge amounts of fun to watch.
They are.
They have a very good spirit about them when they play.
Yes. Then in addition to those four concerts, we have an extra concert on the season called Made in Baltimore. We have commissioned four Baltimore area composers, young composers, sort of up-and-coming composers in Baltimore, to write four pieces for the classical guitar. And then we have selected local guitarists that will be doing the world premieres of these pieces. It's going to be in Linehan Hall at the end of February. They are actually using Baltimore as inspiration for all of the pieces. Their inspiration comes from Mount Vernon architecture, the Inner Harbor waters, history and the socioeconomic strata of Baltimore.
That should be an interesting one.
Right. And
for the guitar.
Exactly. And Edgar Allan Poe.
Nice.
And this concert is actually made possible in part by the William G. Baker Jr. Memorial Foundation.
That's pretty impressive, actually.
Yes,
you also do master classes and all sorts of...
All sorts of educational...
Yeah.
Our educational arm has lots of things.
Yeah.
Master classes. We have a community guitar orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
We do pre-concert lectures. We do open recitals, which are kind of like open mic nights.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of things, yes.
Nice. So all sorts of people who play the classical guitar, maybe not at the concert level, can really get a lot out of the Baltimore Classical Guitar Society as well.
Yep, and they can get all that information on our website.
Excellent, which is bcgs.org. This is the 30th anniversary of the Baltimore Classical Guitar Society, a great milestone. You can celebrate it with their first concert on Saturday, October 28th. Guitarist Manuel Barrueco is performing at the Kaplan Concert Hall at Towson. Once again, the website is bcgs.org. My guest is the president of the Baltimore Classical Guitar Society, lo these many years, Asgerður Sigurðardóttir. It's always a pleasure to see you, and congratulations on a great milestone.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.